Welcome to Fight Alone Diatribe. I am your host. I do not condone death or violence on anybody, nor do I want to inflict death or violence on anybody. I have a heart, a soul, and a conscience, unlike the people I lay my sweet-ass diatribes into. My only goal is to use my words to make these living turd buckets cry themselves to sleep until their guilt eats away at their insides and they become decent human beings that actually care about other people besides their hopefully formerly shitty selves. Do not harm, kill, or spread lies about anyone. But not only is it your right as an American, it is your civic duty to call people out on their bullshit and to call them poo-poo pee-pee heads and other hilarious insults in the process. Now that we got the disclaimer out of the way, let us begin.
Fight Alone Diatribe.
I hate what this country has become. I am going to kick America's ass with my words until it stops sucking. Beware, bunholes that dare pervert justice.
Scene 1. Mike Parsons' mattress is stuffed with the skeletons of children. And I quote, "These kids have got to get back to school. They're at the lowest risk possible. And if they do get COVID-19, which they will, and they will when they go to school, they're not going to the hospitals. They're not going to have to sit in doctors' offices. They're going to go home and they're going to get over it." Wow. Those are some strong, stupid words. The governor of Missouri, Mike Parsons, is an absolute fucking cunt of a shit-eating monster of a heartless piece of trash filth. I don't know about you, but back in my day, if any politician dared to say that our children will either live or die, and they won't even get the privilege of going to the hospital beforehand, every single shit-ass bag Republican would call up Walker Texas Ranger himself, and Chuck Norris would roundhouse kick the dentures out of that swamp bastard's mouth and force Mike Parsons to ingest pounds of worm-filled dirt and swish it around his mouth until the governor drank it. Because only animals with souls are allowed to have teeth to eat with. God, what an awful fucker. I've only done some basic wiki research on shit-stain O'Houlihan, and this sack of rancid Hitler jizz criminalized abortion in Missouri after 8 weeks, told the expansion of Medicaid to go fuck itself, told schools to go fuck themselves, tried to tell the concept of voting by mail during the 2020 elections to go fuck itself, and even, update since I originally wrote this essay, recently pardoned the St. Louis gun couple of dumbasses that apparently dress up like Troy McClure and the Hamburglar on an everyday basis. Man, a nurse that accidentally murders 3 patients on their first day at work does a better job than you do, Mike. You should be immediately fired. Out of a cannon? Ha ha! You dumbass. There are so many innocent small-time weed dealers and users in prison you should have pardoned instead. If Trump had somehow managed to successfully pardon himself while he was president, that would piss me off less than this pardoning, you fuck-faced, shit-eating, bastard-humping, ass-damning, fart-cock-blaster. Pardon my language. And also, pardon me, but I hope you burst into flames. Booger tits Mike Parsons wishes he could be my cum rag, but I would not give him the immense satisfaction getting fucked by my awesome dick, you rotten, capitalist-worshipping, fuck-hearted lizard boy. Who do you think you are? You think you have what it takes to be goddamn Satan himself? You little bitchling. You should be rotting in a prison that's full of broken glass that's been infected by the coronavirus. And I don't begin to give a fuck that you were in the military. That's a whole other diatribe to get into. My heat-seeking insult laser is focused squarely on you today, Mikey. I didn't know. Ask not what your country can do. Ask what you can do for your countrymen. Fuck your child. They deserve to be processed in a flesh pulp and stuffed into my piss-stained mattress. You worthless, shitless asshole machine. I know you piss and shit your bed nightly. I've taken many pictures of your clothesline, and I'll show the yellow and brown stain evidence to the world if I have to. What awful PR rep told you the quote I stated earlier was even a tiny bit of a remotely smart thing to say to your constituents? How dare any of you vomit slushies have jobs that generate a higher income than what I make? I would wish you to starve in the streets, but my tax dollars paid for those streets, and I don't want your waspy asses plodding up and down Main Street, begging me for change while I refuse to acknowledge your existence. You don't deserve my pity, or me looking into your eyes and treating you like a human that craves dignity and respect. Wah, 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 wah. Go get fucked. I tried finding more ridiculous quotes to copy and paste into the script to further prove my hypothesis of Mike Parson is actually a reanimated clone of Ben Laden, but turned white in an attempt to disguise himself. But every time I press Control V, the phrase "eat shit and die, libtard" kept pasting itself into this wonderful think piece and threatened to ruin its integrity. At first I thought it was a computer issue, but it turns out that my smartphone, i.e. my glorious piece of scientific technology and human innovation that spits in the face of ignorance, refuses to believe the lies that spew from what should have been your worm-filled, dirt-stuffed mouth. My mind is haunted by the horrifying vision of you launching jizz on your mattress that's stuffed with the COVID-19 contaminated remains of children as you stretch, yawn merrily, and wake up to the song "It's a Beautiful Morning" by the Rascals, ready to cram your mouth with a well-balanced 90s Burger King breakfast of croissant witches, hash browns, and cinnamonies as you prepared to pass even more laws that allow for even fresher corpses to stuff your mattress with, since you're a god king and can't possibly be bothered to sleep on the same dead child flesh stuffed bed for more than one night in a row. That wasn't the America you were promised when you sold your soul to zombie Saddam Hussein, was it, Mikey? What more can I really say about your shititude? Can I really stretch this diatribe out for 2 hours and how little you care about the lives of human beings? I mean, I could, but the entirety of that recording would in essence be the third act of a movie when everything has gone wrong and the hero feels hopeless. Except there is no overcoming of the damning hell that is your existence, and there is no happy ending to be had. There isn't even a first act to get to know the main characters and become emotionally invested in them, because you might accidentally discover that you have a soul somewhere deep, deep, deep within that darkest night cavern of a husk, of a devil's shell you call a human chest cavity, where your heart supposedly lies. You are awful. You are despicable. You are vile. You are a monster, and you don't deserve the ability to formulate words or a warm meal in your belly or a roof over your head. I have a feeling you'll soon end up saying something that's somehow even eviler, and I'll be raining down more verbal justice upon your worthless soul. But until then, sleep terribly for the rest of your life, moron breath. May irony strike you down in the most hilarious way possible. Update, that sense also become outdated as well. Sorry for having a fucking life and having to do that instead of posties every day. But it turns out old Mikey and his wife got infected with COVID. Take that, you heinous shit smoothie. I better not see your sorry ass wasting bed space at a hospital. You honestly deserve any and all pain that comes to you for your ignorance. I have no want or intention in hurting you, or anybody else I talk about in Fight Alone Diatribe for that matter, but I will never apologize or regret saying you deserve to be infected, even if you die horrifically from COVID. My almighty lord and savior Bruce Hornsby said that best. I mean, all you people that inject bleach in your skins and drink horse dewormanizer or whatever the fuck that shit is, I'm sorry, you kinda deserve it. You knew the vaccine was good, you're all fucking crazy for thinking that won't work, but horse unwormatizing juice will. So anyways, Mike, go fuck yourself again. Since you managed to do so, and do so very, very well, you are an evil cunt and an evil cock. You don't deserve a cure, holy fuck. I'd say I'm going to go to hell when I die, but there's no way I'd end up in the same place that you'll surely be rotting for eternity at. I refuse to believe we'd share the same afterlife. Not that I even believe in such things as afterlives, or that America will actually fix itself, but that's a whole other diatribe to go into as well. Just to finally, finally, finally say it, finally. LOL, you got sick. At the very least, you'll feel like absolute shit for a decent while. Nothing more to say on that. Rest in a pile of horny, venomous snakes. Hopefully other dumbasses that think coronavirus is a hoax and not that big of a deal will learn from this. But obviously, since then, they haven't. But either way, if at least one idiot manages to turn their life around and get vaccinated instead of drink horse unwormatizing soup, then your life will have led to some positive change in this country. Fuck you forever. End scene.
Scene 2. Harry Potter and the Betrayal of the Misguided Sea Witch. Hoo-wee. Did anyone predict J.K. Rowling revealing herself as the second coming of the devil to happen?
and I thought Snape killing Dumbledore was a masterpiece of a plot twist. Oh shit, spoiler alert! Oh fuck me, sorry about that everyone. The thing that really disgusts me to the very core of my being about JK outing herself as an enemy of the trans community is that she threatened to sue a website that, man, dared to free-speechingly call her out on comments she herself made free-speechingly. I didn't know free speech only pertained to the immensely wealthy. Fuck us common folk, right? What a supposed fucking hero of the people. Trash snake, go find garbage to choke on. I hope the governor of Florida purposely allows every theme park in the state to open back up at full capacity without requiring masks or vaccinations, except for specifically only Harry Potter World within Universal Studios. I'm of course just kidding about all that. I'm an old man now. I never want to leave my house and interact with humans ever again. And I want to wear a mask in my lonely studio apartment at all times, especially when I'm sleeping or showering and just generally existing alone by myself forever. God, wear a fucking mask. Get fucking vaccinated and fuck theme parks. They make my body and stomach hurt and they're hot and expensive and they're full of people that are just all awful. And we know that DeSantis, the aggressive with forcing Christianity down everyone's throats, so he's basically a living human-sized praying mantis. God, that was a long sentence just to force that rhyme for a joke. Won't say no to Disney or Universal or WWE or NBA or MLB or any form of profit-generating and entertainment conglomerates. DeSantis. More like DeSatanis. Or maybe rather DeSantis. You know, like he's trying to get rid of Santa Claus permanently. That would be pretty evil, right? Fuck. I'll stop forcing shitty jokes involving DeSantis and his name. Don't worry though, his diatribe will come soon enough, as soon as I come up with much better material. Anyway, quoting Rowling from some website I don't even begin to remember at this point, and I quote, "As a much banned author, I'm interested in freedom of speech and have publicly defended it, even unto Donald Trump." Looks to me that you're only interested in free speech if it pertains to either making you look like a savior of the people, making you money, or letting billionaires such as yourself, JK, get away with being complete asshats. Remember churches buying out your books just to burn them? You just kinda mentioned it. Ka-fucking-shing, right? You fucking hypocrite. You're really gonna be a bitchy bitch about a website that suggests children to research into the idea of separating art from the artist and maybe not purchasing books or other forms of media if the author's ideals, and beliefs don't match their own? You really think that's fascism? No, that's free market economics. And I don't even like that shit as a socialist. But we no longer demand the hate that you supply. We are allowed to not read your books or give you money, you egotistical, mind-rotting creature, you. And P.S. Calling someone a bitch isn't slander. Saying someone wished for death unto a group of people that are different from them when they didn't begin to say such a monstrous thing? That's slander. It is simply my opinion that you are a bitch, J.K. Rowling. Being or not being a bitch, if that is a question with an answer that isn't obvious, is not a quantifiable, provable thing that you can either be or not be, Shakespeare. Also, you're a public figure, so I'm in the clear to call you names such as Dingleberry McShittypants. I'll never be famous and successful like you, and that's one point for me! At least that's what the lawyer I called for free legal advice told me before I asked if his refrigerator was running and hung up because I just couldn't stop giggling. Is your refrigerator running? Well then you better fucking buy another one! Oh, that joke is timeless, clever, and not at all offensive. Unlike basically every mid-2000s comedy show and movie with their awful gay jokes. God, I can't watch anything from my childhood anymore. But speaking of regretting things, I admit, calling a woman a bitch is a pretty sexist and all-around shitty thing for me to say. And I apologize for that. I usually try to call guys bitches and women assholes. People that don't consider themselves to fall into either of those two categories of gender or sex are almost always not assholes or bitches, from my experience. They usually have gone through terrible, awful treatment and predicaments in their lives, and they wouldn't want anyone to be treated so badly either. So once again, I'm sorry for calling you a bitch, J.K. Rowling, you fucking asshole. But back to my point. I didn't know directly quoting statements that had spewed from your mouth as fake news. Did Trumpy teach you that crocodile-infested broth? You haven't been slandered, and stop using doublespeak to pretend to be something you're not. Fuck you is not an opinion. I will fuck you up as a threat. Me telling you to go fuck yourself is bad advice that I assume you'd be smart enough to not take. Not that either of us give a shit about what the other has to say about each other. Seriously though, people, we need to stop buying Harry Potter shit. If not for the perfectly amazing reason of standing up for your fellow human beings and accepting them for who they really are, but to give some other fucking author out there a chance to eat. She wrote 7 novels and became a billionaire. I personally wrote 3, and I couldn't afford to live by myself if I tried. Just please, go out and buy any other fucking novel besides the same couple hundred of books that make up 95% of all novel sales out there. There's more than 3 dozen fiction authors out there. You know, they'd like to fucking eat and pay bills with their book sales instead of going to a shitty job, you know? But this isn't about my bitterness at failing to become an author for a living. That's another diatribe for another day. This is about me asking all of you lovely listeners out there to burn your old Harry Potter novels and to instead watch Rocko's Modern Life's reboot special, Static Kling, on Netflix right this instant. Even if you have seen it before, watch it again. A cartoon that got away with telling masturbation jokes on a children's cable network somehow managing to come back 20-odd years later for the sole reason of telling you to be open-minded about trans people was a completely random-ass thing to happen. But the end result was just simply beautiful, honestly. And then go out on Amazon, you know, or Barnes & Noble, any of those websites that allow you to buy self-published ebooks, and give a self-published author a dollar and a chance. Is that too much to ask? If you've heard the first episode, you know all that Stephen King bullshit I was going through. But, you know, to comment on something else you said, J.K. Cakles, you being offended over the phrase people that menstruate instead of menstruating women is the all lives matter of commenting on PMS. Did you know that male seahorses are the ones that become pregnant in their species? You'd think someone that became a billionaire from the power of her own imagination would be a little more open-minded. JK, would your mind literally explode from perceived impossibility and the inability to comprehend seeing a black person with albinism or severe vitiligo in person? Because I really think it would. Do celebrities have to think about what they say and do, especially if they're icons and role models for children? Yes, we all have to think about what we say and do. Freedom of speech allows others to use free speech against you as well. Free speech does not allow you to be hateful in a threatening way. If I went up to JK all the time and called her an asshole to her face over and over and over again, I'd be a dangerous stalker and I should be in jail. I can admit that. But I simply don't give enough of a fuck about her than to spend this little bit of time calling her out on a podcast and then moving on with my life. Man, wouldn't it be cool if she called me out on Twitter or something and we got into a verbal war? That would be fun and it would give me just so much publicity. Here's a great piece of advice for all you celebrities out there. Don't Google yourself and disable comments on any post or video you put out there. But the bottom line of this whole J.K. Rowling being an asshole to trans people controversy is the following. Is someone a piece of shit because they were born that way? And is it possible to change their piece of shit ways, even if they can take direct steps to no longer be a piece of shit? Or can someone that wasn't born a piece of shit become a piece of shit over their lifetime based on how their thoughts and actions change and experiences that they have went through? Personally, I believe J.K. Rowling is no longer a woman because real women show more care, compassion, dignity, and respect to people that are struggling to discover who they really are and attain inner peace, regardless of what their genitalia is on the outside. Some more useful advice. Keep your eyes forward while using the public restroom, though I'm sure someone like you, JK, has a private golden toilet anywhere you're at all times. Rowling, go back to publicly defending free speech for everyone, even Donald Trump, as a random woman somewhere in an Applebee's feels uncomfortable going to the bathroom because her health insurance won't cover a sex change operation and the establishment can't afford or refuses to offer her a third toilet option. It's a shame that imagining herself as Hermione Granger to help her become brave and powerful during such situations will no longer help her get through those situations. It fucking sucks to be a muggle in America. Well, let's be honest. It has sucked to be a muggle for all of the time that it's ever been and ever anywhere. I just thought the 90s made not hating people directly to their face hip and cool and with it. You know, fuck me. Guess that wasn't the case. Fucking mid-2000s and they're cringy to rewatch gay jokes. But I've already made that joke, just like they keep making those fucking jokes, like the hack comedians they are. Ugh. I hope a two-party system is a worthwhile hill for you to die on, Raleigh. Neither of them are my party, and I'm damn sure will cry if I want to. I need to cry right now. I can't pretend things are okay anymore. Fuck you, J.K. Rowling. Wait, am I talking about men and women, or Democrats and Republicans? I don't know anymore. Fuck you again. End scene. Scene 3. An essay powered solely by my contempt for the proverb, teamwork makes the dream work. You should know by now that I hate the so-called American race with every fiber of my being, though I want to save them from killing themselves and destroying our planet for some reason. Sure, some of them don't suck ass through a dirty vacuum cleaner hose on the regular, but everyone that's not me and that was, is, or will ever be born is beyond awful and sucky. And working together with any of you pig sucks in order to make the dream of some rich asshole come true is my biggest nightmare and greatest fear. I hope you suffocate in your Aspen vacation condo, Billiam, you worthless glass-ingesting booger fuck. There are truly countless ways that the age-old idiom, teamwork makes the dream work, enrages me, and never fails to depress me with enough sadness to drown a cat in a river that sorely lacks of the classic rock band Styx. For the sake of brevity, since basically everyone listening most certainly has someone else's dream they spend 40, if not more hours a week working toward while fighting with their inner demons just to make it through one more goddamn hellish workday, I'll be focusing on just a few reasons. By the way, I produce this podcast all by my fucking self. I don't even bother with having interviews. I fight alone, yet I will diatribe. But fuck everyone that isn't me. If I had made this podcast with a team, it would have done nothing but dismantle the integrity of this show by smothering you, the listener, with pure dipshittery. That meme of the United States trying to handle COVID-19 being compared to the biggest failed team project ever is horrifyingly true. I take absolute pride in not relying on others during my many, many, many failed attempts to make my artistic dreams come true. All those failures, that was all me, baby. I am, however, saddened by the fact that this podcast is technically 100% made in the USA, since I was tricked into being born here by that poker game cheating sort, and I never had the monetary means to escape the United States' vile grasp. Not that working toward escaping matters anymore, since only the most dateless of countries are willing to let us visit them. You finally got your wall, and it's blocking off the entire rest of the world, Tronald Dump. It only cost 655,000 and counting American lives. It was not totes worth it, you cuntbag. Or maybe we can travel to most other countries now. I don't know. I don't regularly check that shit. Do I seem like I have the means to travel internationally multiple times a year whenever I feel like it? I'd love to go on tour with Def Leppard, but no! I have to work a job! God, fuck me. Coworkers, 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 coworkers. Everywhere I see, there's a gaggle of geesly coworkers. Why, oh, fucking why do pretty much all companies hire more than one person to work for them? There are always too many cooks in the fucking kitchen. It doesn't take an army to make an omelet, Mitch. Go back to the only thing you're gifted at, failing night school. I even hate the idea of working with just the owner of whatever one-man business operation would hire me. Two is too many. I couldn't stand being forced to watch Jim the owner, that living dead rat pile of a sludge monster from the bungholiest part of Mars, engorge on Jersey Mike's subs on a daily basis, while my insides are melting in sheer absolute horror and pain of being a small part of such an everlasting hellscape existence during my seemingly never-ending work hours. There is no God or Spider-Man to save me. Why? But seriously. Working with others toward a common goal is something I'd only wish on my most immortal of enemies. Those fucking Highlanders think they're so much fucking better than me. Fuck you, you guy blanders. No matter which direction I go at work, I'm surrounded by open-mouth coughers, and that's only gotten more disgusting with every passing day since March of 2020, the year of the disease-infested jellyfish, according to the Chinese horoscope calendar, or whatever the fuck that thing is. It doesn't matter. Not everyone born in the same year has the same fucking personality. It's all stupid. We'll talk about that shit some other time. But back to the main point. Fuck my coworkers and working with them together on shit. Every last goddamn cocked cunty one of them bastards can go fuck themselves. They are not regular people with emotions, dreams, feelings, thoughts, and family and friends that care about them. Unlike I'm better than all those walking shit dumpsters combined. I know they do nothing at home but stumble into their cryogenic tubes and freeze themselves until their next work shift, while an IV drip feeds them liquidized hot pockets and a brainwave doohickey injects their stupid fatty lumps within their thick skulls they call brains with visions of non-fight based sports, reality TV, Adam Sandler movies, and Fox News. I could go into further detail about every single last one of my dirtbag coworkers, but I can't stand being around them any more than I already am, and I feel spying on them so intensely would probably land me in solitary confinement, which honestly would be awesome if Wi-Fi wasn't so terrible in underground bunkers. Not that I'm ever in underground bunkers. Forget you heard that! Nobody in this hellhole of a country wants to help me make my dreams work. And let me tell you, I prefer it that way. I appreciate the straightforward honesty of people telling me to my ugliest sin face that I'm not worthy of ever having happiness and a sense of satisfaction and pride in my life. It's nice to know that I can just let go of my impossible as balls, goals, and dreams and simply live in the moment and be overtaken by the wonderfulness of life and all its glory around me. Life is truly a blessed miracle. God, I could barely do that with a straight face. See, of course I'm fucking kidding. All of you listening, you're all a bunch of jealous little mouse bitches. You know I'm better than all of you combined, and that this country is not so secretly working together to keep me down. I'm the only reason this nation hasn't blown itself up yet. I am the common alien enemy that unites all the states to come together and use weapons of mass destruction on my balls instead of on themselves. I am the fucking Dennis Rodman, while the bombs in the world are fucking Kim Jong-un. I am literally your Christ savior. Now show me some fucking respect and give me a sweet price to rent out your small theater for my one-man comedy variety show already, Phil, you cheap bastard. Stop thinking masks ruin the theater experience. Not having money for food is ruining your life experience. Just open and let me do my great show. I don't want to spend the best years of my life helping some vile CEO achieve their evil, gold-hoarding dreams of enslaving boors on the moon. I should be spending my precious time doing better and more important things, like buying a thesaurus and memorizing more synonyms for the words evil, monster, asshole, fuck, or goddamn. But I'm still supposed to write from my artery-clogged heart with my natural vocabulary skill, according to Ernest Hemingway. He was a genius, after all, taking the smart way off this awful country with a fucking gun to the face. I do also use the word awful a lot, now that I think about it. I really do need a thesaurus. I know everything is awful, but I could be more vocabularily varied about it. The problem is, I don't feel any other emotions besides alternately worded versions of angry, depressed, and bad. Hence, I don't have other words to use, since those other emotions wouldn't be naturally occurring for me. But at this point, I'm just confused now. That's another emotion now. Hurrah! Joy! I'm cured! I can chase my dreams again! But what dreams are left to chase at this point? Movie theaters and big budget movies are dead. Live concerts and albums are dead. Stand-up comedy is oversaturated and probably dead and has never filled arenas unless you're an asshole mid-2000s douche jock, a tired group of fake rednecks, or a literal puppet master. People don't buy paintings or drawings anymore unless they're mass-produced pieces for sale in the home decor section at Target. No one has ever successfully sold a poem. Hollywood is struggling to make TV shows right now with the coronavirus keeping everyone away from each other and messing up long production schedules from happening, so you get all those fucking stupid episodes where everyone's doing webcam shit. Fuck that, I don't want to watch that. All that's left for the average asshole is either pushing papers and or turning widgets at factory offices or flipping meat servings at the local Yokel Jokel's Meat Spasm family restaurant. I sure ain't going back to college. No fucking way in hell. That's a whole other scene and episode to go into right there. But for now, let's just say I'm not paying full tuition to watch how-to videos made by stuffy-ass professors. I can do that for free on YouTube. Or I can watch funny cat videos, or try to watch videos to fix my sink, or learn advanced math, all that shit. I don't need a college to learn that shit. Those complicated tasks, though, they would only frustrate me until I end up hating myself, and more than I normally do. I could even get a masterclass subscription and have James Patterson teach me writing instead of some random asshole that got a master's degree in English and only sold a dozen copies of his hacky Lord of the Rings ripoff because science classes were too hard to handle. I'm not gonna pay hundreds of dollars for any of those fucking videos. But either way, those how-to videos or, like, masterclass, all that shit, fuck being a teacher. That was never a good job to strive for. There is no American dream to chase anymore. Houses are beyond our monetary reach. Fuck. Two-bedroom apartments are beyond a single-income earner's reach. More and more and even more working toward some company's never-ending profit-generating nightmare only takes time and energy away from your family and friends. No wonder there's so many divorces, rifts, and divides in families and lost friendships. We're no longer a team. We're just individuals getting fucked by day and wasting in front of TVs by night. The brainwashed and the dirty but woke brains endlessly arguing without achieving positive change and useful results while we're constantly getting fucked by the man with no end in sight. The man is tricking us to fight and not trust each other. They're selling us a product of stranger danger. Nothing works anymore. Capitalism is the devil. It's slavery with a minimum wage that isn't remotely livable or can be done remotely. There is nothing to work toward anymore except existing as a cog in the shit machine. No dreams, no teams, no real meaningful work of substance, no free time, no fair-priced healthcare, no fancy toys, no family, no friends, no pride, no vacations, no artistic expression, no happiness. All of which are American dreams. All of which are American dreams. All of which are American dreams. All of which were American dreams. Americans only fight to keep emptily existing in a cash-filled nightmare until we pass away now. Hooray. End scene. Scene 4. Stop telling me to live in the now while never shutting up about post-coronavirus United States. Just a quick little thing I have to say about this scene before we get into it. I had written this think piece way earlier in the pandemic, roughly a year ago as of now when I'm recording this in September 2021. So to sum it up, this country has fucked shit up way worse in the time that has passed since writing this think piece. I'll be making quick little update quips here and there throughout this little scene. Also at the time I was working an office job that allowed me the ability to work from home. Literally, at the current job I'm at now that I've been temping at for almost a year, this is my last day. I can't work remotely this job, and the job I'll be starting next week, I can't work remotely either. So that's just how my life is because all companies are bastards and they won't give me fair pay and benefits. But anyways, let's begin. Sorry, assholes, but just because we have smartphones doesn't mean we are invulnerable to the world ending. Okay, over 154,000 dead Americans as of this piece being published isn't technically the end of the world, I guess, and according to many of you. Even though just saying that makes my skin crawl and just feel disgusting. Like, oh, that's genocide, whatever. I'm sure all you terrible assholes still feel the same way now that we're at 655,000 dead Americans. God, just fuck me and your ability to just put on the blinders. That's so many wasted lives. I seriously hate the United States so fucking much. Just the pride and ignorance that the silent majority have, and they're just not having any problem with blindly following the man, it just harms my very soul. You'd think that over 215 9/11s is nothing to sneeze at, but I guess the ignorant demand to sneeze on you with uncovered mouths for their freedom is apparently being raped if they can't take you down with them. Vaccines have since become a thing, but hello, Delta variant. Meanwhile, half my workplace complains that they can't touch the young female workers and make them feel uncomfortable from 6 feet away. Trust me, you could be 100 feet away from them and you'll still make them feel uncomfortable, Earl from Maintenance. The pure selfishness of the mayonnaise Americans is truly nauseating and stomach-sickening to behold. My God, that doesn't exist. Will you shut the fuck up about when this is all over already? For fucking Christ, that isn't real sake. Do you see people saying, when all this police brutality malarkey is over and done with, I'm treating everybody to milkshakes, you dumbass ignorant pussbags. You all need to survive in the moment so we can work toward truly prospering in the future. And you also need to pull your heads out of Fleetwood Mac. Max, don't stop thinking about tomorrow's ass. It could very easily not soon be here. Stop ignoring the goddamn present, goddammit. Fucking get vaccinated and put on fucking masks. And don't go to work if we don't have to. Stop forcing your workers to come in if they truly don't need to. And the work is not fucking essential. Speaking of dumbass, ignorant puss bags, my former boss is a bastard cream-filled fool. I don't remember the exact details of what all his company-wide pep talk emails had said, but I know for a fact we will not come out of the other side of hundreds of thousands of deaths stronger than ever before. What the fuck does that even mean? Did you reread that statement before pressing send? Or does genocide levels of death not register within your monkey brain? How can our brains and hearts ignore all that trauma in the name of needlessly coming into work and doing pointless bullshit tasks just to make not even enough money to live comfortably? Especially from something that didn't really exist 2 years ago that you can catch from being sneezed on. That's horrifying. We're living in a Stephen King novel, and a mediocre one at that, and everyone's just gonna fucking pay the $30 for that hardcover while they don't buy my fucking novels. Why can't Kenny Chesney put a boot in all of your asses? Do you realize justifying herd immunity, aka eugenic step-cousin once removed, makes you sound like Hitler saying how Germany will be stronger once the Jewish population is eradicated? God, my former boss is a cunt of a chimera, a cunt-mera, if you will, with the head of a piece of shit, the mouth of an ignorant fuckbag, the brain of a spoiled child, the eyes of an envious thief, the claws of sour cream-flavored jello pudding, the tail of a devil, and the dick of a garbage monster that should be rotting on the side of the freeway for eternity. But to be fair, my current boss isn't all that much better. The vast majority of my former coworkers could still be working from home. Maybe they are now. I don't have any clue. That office was fucking stupid. The majority of my old company had worked from home back in part of March and part of April of 2020, but soonly having to bring everyone back in while I was still there because the profit levels didn't please the God King who believes that bodies at work equals money at the bank. Having bodies in the office for no reason but to just pretend that everything is okay is fucking moronic, unnecessarily dangerous, and frankly just embarrassing that both you and the company as a whole lack such basic cognitive skills. It's like if my grandparents were murdered by a serial killer and my cubicle was moved next to the sadistic monster's prison cell. They acted like I should be fucking happy and joyous that I can constantly see that the situation is supposedly under control and everything is safe and sound. Guess what? The situation wasn't under control. Though the majority of my old coworkers were under their mind control, I imagine those that weren't mind controlled are also no longer working there either. Those cockfucks couldn't mind control me though. I may no longer work for you, but I'll forever despise you with the intense passion of a puberty-cracked voice teenager making his day debut on Broadway. One of my coworkers at that job had coronavirus and somehow managed to exist in the office for 2 fucking days, even though the thermometer stated that they were completely fine, apparently. I had asked the manager, hey, are there going to be any sort of extra measures placed into effect to make sure this anomaly doesn't happen again? And after directly not answering my question, they asked me if they had answered my question. I told them they obviously hadn't answered my question, and they had the fucking gall to act offended and that doing what the CDC recommends is good enough. Science changes all the time, idiot. Your Bachelor of Sciences and whatever your unrelated major to the job is degree should be changed to revoked. Someone had broken through the so-called better than what the CDC recommends safety measures and had probably diseased us all at that point. Don't shit in my ears and call your feces earplugs, dude. I will forever be haunted by every lie you try cramming down my bodily openings to tame my body and mind with. I'm not fucking dumb, unlike you, and the fucking ludicrousness that is the bullshit that you make more money than me is beyond despicable. You can't trick me into thinking everything is fine so you can keep stealing my precious life to make meaningless money. If your greed was crab legs and all-you-can-eat buffet, you would have spontaneously combusted 12 years ago. Just as there's toxic negativity, there's also toxic positivity in workplaces. Toxic positivity is a bullfuck thought process of trying to polish a turd until it no longer stinks, or rather, to keep looking at the bright side of things until you're straight up lying to yourself and your personality and ability to think logically and rationally and commonsensibly is blinded by the sun of the 1% molestation of your heart and mind. There is no way to change for the better after living through the death of over 655,000 people, unless you murdered 655,000 clones of Stalin. But holy hell, you'd be the world's largest and most insatiable psychopath after that. No one can survive after taking 655,000 hits of crack cocaine, let alone pure fucking murder. Listen here, former CEO I used to work for, which is short for completely evil organism as far as I'm concerned. Now that I no longer work there, do you reach stories of children getting sexually assaulted and then write a company-wide email stating, "Hey, at least they got laid," while everyone else responds with likes and smiley emojis in fear that they'll be fired if they don't? You are a cocked cunt. I despise your very existence. Stop pretending things are okay. Stop thinking you can microwave civil rights by canceling the television show Cops without canceling the jobs of the cops that murder innocent people for no goddamn reason besides the fact that they worship at the feet of fucking white power. I hope an airplane crashes into your ivory tower, owner of the company I used to work for. It's not like we give a fuck about the 215 plus 9/11s. My relative that died from coronavirus is not a liberal hoax, and there is no positive way for me to view their senseless murder by apathetic, brainwashed middle management masses. I don't want to end up like my dead relative. Even if the odds are extremely low for that happening, based on my age and health and being vaccinated and all that, there's no point in making that bet when the prize fucking sucks. My former company's owner is a monster that feeds on suffering and must be stopped before we all die. I'd rather starve to death under my own terms and failed dreams than your incessant need to line your pockets and leave the rest of us with just enough so we don't have the ability, energy, care, ambition, or will to fight you for what should be our basic fucking human rights. You deserve to be repeatedly spat in your mouth until you drown. Get in a car accident. I'm not saying I'm gonna put you in a car accident, but just let random circumstance make justice happen. End episode. Before I sign off, if you enjoyed the show and what I have to say, it'd be tremendously wonderful if you'd consider making a monetary gift at www.gofundme.com/fightalonediatribe. It's not needed to maintain or listen to the show, but it's greatly appreciated. Another awesome, easy, and completely free way you can show support for the show, if you wish, is to tell your friends and family about Fight Alone Diatribe. It always helps to spread the good word and to grow the tribe. Finally, we might be fighting alone, but we can still die as a connected tribe that managed to fix the United States. I don't believe in prayer or voting, but I believe we can prosper by working together instead of being blinded by stupid-ass hate and ignorance. Until next time, thanks for listening, and take care of yourself first before you take care of everything else. Goodbye, and go save the fucking world while we still can.